Y'all see that camp down there? They got everything in that camp. They even got those air-conditioned chairs. Man, look at that. They got the best view around.
Here's a little bonus episode with my sweet niece, Freya Conson.
All right, here we are, Freya. We're here with Freya Conson, and we're recording, and we're talking about things that we like to do in camp. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Freya?
So
how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Where do you live?
I live in Bozeman, Montana.
Where else have you lived?
I've lived in Billings, Montana, Bismarck, I don't know where that is.
North Dakota,
Joliet, Sweden, Vaxholm, Sweden. That's all I can remember.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about camping. What do you like about camping?
I think it's really nice to have like an electronic free zone because kids in this generation can be quite addicted to electronics. So it's quite nice to have just like unplug and just be in the outdoors.
Does it make you feel free?
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives you a chance. You don't even have to worry about everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Everything else. How old were you, do you think, when you first started camping? Do you remember?
I would say like three.
Three.
Yeah.
Where were you camping? Do you know? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
All right. What is it about camping that you really like besides not having electronics and stuff?
Family time, because it's very nice to hang out with family. And then bringing my dog. She loves being outside, so it's really cute to see her have just go wild and run around and chase everything.
Yeah, do you get to do that too? Do you get to just go wild when you're at camp? A little bit fewer rules than at home?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. What about when you get to different things that you get to eat or drink at camp that you don't normally eat at home?
S'mores. And then we grill hot dogs, which is very good. And
all right, well tell me about building a s'more. What do you got to do to build a s'more?
So
the way you like to do it, the Freya's s'more.
So I usually don't use graham crackers. I just stuff a marshmallow with chocolate. So first you got to roast your marshmallow. I usually end up burning it. So my brother does that for me. And so then I take a piece of Hershey's chocolate and you stuff it in the marshmallow. And then I usually eat it there, or sometimes I put it in between graham crackers.
Have you ever had an O'boy? Do you know what an O'boy is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we need to have O'boys next time. You take your marshmallow on your stick and you stick a piece of chocolate in it, and then you roast it over the fire till the chocolate starts to melt and drips through the marshmallow into your mouth that you hold the marshmallow over your mouth and that warm chocolate.
You just
almost look like you've about rolled your eyes into the back of your head. You're like, does that sound good?
Yeah.
That's cool. What else? Was it at camping where you first got to drink a soda? Do you think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right. And that's pretty special. What else do you remember about special about camp?
So like the first time I went camping?
Any camp that you like to do?
Well, the first time I went camping, from what I the first time I remember I went camping, we went tent camping, and you brought these big glow sticks, I think they're called, and they were like necklaces, and I've always thought of those. When I see those, I always think about that trip, and I don't know why. That's like all I remember from that trip, but that's what I remember.
We slept in that giant army tent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was down in the Bighorn Mountains. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it's the glow stick. So every time you see a glow stick now, you think about camping.
Yeah.
All right. What about Gammy and Papa's house? Do you think that is kind of a camp?
It is. It is kind of. It's like a luxurious camp.
a little bit glamping.
Yeah.
What is it at Gammy and Papa's house that you like to do that makes you feel like you're at camp?
So me and Charlie make mud pies a lot, and we just get a bunch of dirt.
Okay, let's hear the recipe for Freya's mud pies.
So they have like this old pan thing that they use, my grandma used for flowers until we took it over and made mud pies with it. And so you add dirt, and then we usually find like dead bushes or something, and we take off like the leaves and we crush them up. And then you want to make sure there's no rocks in it, because then it would be all gross and chunky. And then
nobody wants a gross chunky mud pie.
And then there's like these like stems that have like thorns on them, but they're not pokey. There's just like things on the stems. Then you just like swipe those off, and they're small little pieces, and then we add those in. And then we try to like sift some of the dirt to make, because it's just like for fun. And then you add water, and then you stir it up with a stick. And then me and my brother tried to make a monster truck mud race with the mud pie, but it didn't work out. It like flipped into it, and then the monster truck, I don't think, works anymore.
It just made a big mess.
Yeah, not recommend.
Let's talk about fishing. What do you got to say about that? Do you like fishing?
I do. It's very fun.
What do you like about fishing?
So sometimes it's hard to be patient, but I'm still learning, because sometimes I don't reel the fish in quick enough, and then it gets away. But
what kind of fishing are you doing? Are you using bait like worms, or are you doing fly fishing?
Fly fishing.
Oh, you're a fly fishing expert,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, not an expert, but a fly fishing person. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Who's teaching you how to fly fish?
I would say both my mom and my dad. They're both mom and dad. Very good at it. So, yeah.
Even your dad?
Yeah, he's quite good at it.
Is he? Have you ever seen your dad get a fish hook stuck in his hand?
Yep.
Did you?
Yep.
What did he do?
He cusses in Swedish.
He cusses in Swedish? Did he pass out?
No.
I saw him one time, and he was like, guys, I think there's a problem. And we all looked over, and he had this little tiny fly stuck in his hand. And I'm like, I think we can remove that. We can remove that. I better sit down, he said. We're having a little bit of fun on Freddie's expense right now. Yeah. About his inability to like blood on himself.
That's funny.
What is it that about fly fishing that you like so much?
I think like when you get it, and how proud you feel when you catch a fish.
Yeah.
And also, this also goes back with my dog, but we went fishing up in the Beartooths, me and my family and my dog. And she... we got a fish. She would get in the water, obviously. She's a water dog. And you would throw your thing in, and she would try to chase the fly. So then we had to, like, pull her out. And then if you would catch a fish, she would, like, pounce on it in the water. And then you would try to reel it in, and she'd be, like, jumping in the water and trying to catch it in her mouth.
Nice. Well, you could catch a fish and a dog at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Do you like to eat the fish that you catch?
No, I like to let them go.
Let them go. You're a catch and releaser.
Yeah.
Perfect. Environmentalist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's very good. Do you like eating fish at all?
Yes. Salmon's my favorite food.
What?
Salmon's my favorite food.
Have you ever been fishing for salmon?
Not that I can remember.
Oh, well, that's something that you need to do.
Yeah, but it's so good.
What other camps do you like to go to? It doesn't have to be camping. It could be any kind of camp.
Like summer camps?
Sure.
So I'm going to this Alpine Girl camp this summer.
Oh, what is that?
It's a backpacking trip for girls. And there's girls that come from all around the United States. And we all meet up at the airport, because they fly in. And then we, I think it's up in the Beartooths. And then we ride something over to the Beartooths, and then we tent for the entire week. And then we go on like a 3-day hike.
Nice. Up
and to a lake where we swim. It's
Ooh, that might be cold.
Yeah, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. And how did you get involved with this?
I just looked up summer camps, and that was like the main thing, and it has really good reviews. And all the other camps were sold out from Alpengirl.
From Alpengirl.
Yeah.
And so this is an organization where it's all girls that are going to go, yeah. all females that are running the camp.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to go backpacking yeah. and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. I'm super excited.
Make sure you get all those girls' names so you can keep in contact with them as you grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a priority.
That'll be fun. How do you feel that things that you have learned by going to camp and camping, how is that going to influence what you do the rest of your life? Or is there any lessons you've learned during camping or being at camp or at Gammy and Papa's house or anything like that that you think is going to be influential as you grow up?
Well, I've learned how to scare away a mountain lion.
Oh,
I think.
How do you do that?
You got to be loud.
You got to be loud?
Yeah. That's what Papa did. I don't know. That's what I think.
All right. Well, I hope you don't have to use that skill, but that's a good skill to have.
Yeah.
What else you got? Have you learned how to build a fire yet?
Yes.
Well, tell me how you build a fire.
Or I think I do.
Okay. So well, let's hear. How do you
got to add like the newspaper or whatever into the middle, and then you build a cabin, and then
ooh, you're a cabin builder.
That's how my mom taught me.
Your mom taught you. What's the other alternative? You know. Uh-uh. Have you ever heard of doing teepees?
Yeah.
Do a teepee or I've do a cabin?
Yeah.
I'm with you. The cabin's the better way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
all right. So sorry for interrupting.
Inside.
Go ahead.
Inside. So then you make your cabin and then you light the inside.
A cabin with what? What are you using to make the cabin?
Sticks.
The sticks.
So you got to get like dry sticks, not wet sticks.
Okay.
Wet does not burn. And then you take your lighter or whatever and you put it. And you try to light the inside where, like, the newspaper or the bark or the, what else? The red pine needles.
Oh, red pine needles works really good.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. And then you have a fire.
And then it starts on fire. What do you have to do after that?
To put it out?
No. I mean, you just have little sticks going.
Yeah, you got to add more wood into it.
You got to keep adding wood, right?
Yeah.
And then it builds up.
Yeah.
All right. And then what do you got to do after that? If you're all done, what do you got to make sure you do?
Put it out. Or then it'll start a forest fire.
How are you going to put it out?
If it's like small, then you can put like, or so first you can just stop putting wood in it and it'll slowly burn out.
Slowly burn out.
Or I've heard that you could put dirt into it.
Okay.
Or obviously water.
Or water. Yeah. Right. Very important to make sure that the fire is out before you leave, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't want to start a forest fire.
No, it'd be terrible.
All right. Where's your next place you want to go camping? Have you been thinking about it? It's getting close to summertime.
Yeah. I really think this is like not in the mountains, but camping by the Silverwood Amusement Park. We went there for my birthday once.
Oh, where's that at?
I don't know where it is.
Silverwood Amusement Park. Okay.
It's like in Idaho or Wyoming, one of those.
Oh, okay.
And we went there when I was like turning 6. And I remember that they have really good roller coasters, but at that time I thought they were terrifying. And so, yeah, I think that would be fun.
Cool. But how about up at your cabin? Tell me about your cabin.
My cabin. That's so cool. I love the cabin. We're, just like this huge land that's full of like wildlife and flowers. And then we have this small cabin up there that we're rebuilding. Like, what's the word? We're redesigning it.
Redesigning it.
Yeah. And that's supposed to be done.
It's like a little cabin.
It's very small. But that's supposed to be done, and I'm super excited to see how that turns out, because then we can stay over there, because I think we sold our camper, so that's going to be great to have that up there so we can camp up there.
Cool.
It'll be so much
fun. What do you do when you're up there?
We have this like draw that we hike down to, and then there's like this little stream at the bottom, and then We make fires. And then we always bring like a football or a volleyball or something like that. And we do some sports.
Right on. Do you ever find any fruit or anything you can eat up there? Got any huckleberries?
Oh, yeah. It's full of huckleberries.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you can. We also bring our four-wheelers or side-by-sides. And we go around and we go searching for huckleberries. And we find there's like huge patches of them. And we came back one day with like 7 bucketfuls of huckleberries.
Holy cow.
It was amazing. And then we made huckleberry pancakes the next morning.
Ooh, that's good.
It was really good.
I bet that's really good. Have you ever had huckleberry syrup?
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
That'd be good. Yeah. Huckleberries are one of my favorites. What do you think you have to watch out for if you're picking huckleberries, though?
Other berries?
Maybe.
You don't want to get other berries.
But other berries aren't probably going to hurt you.
Bears.
Bears.
Oh, bears. That would be bad.
You know how to scare off a mountain lion. Do you know how to scare off a bear?
Sticks?
Bang sticks together? I don't know. Be really like loud. Hopefully you can scare them.
Sticks.
Big with sticks.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I think.
Outstanding. Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about or tell us on this recording today?
I think we're good.
You think we're good?
Yeah.
Outstanding. You did a good job, Freya.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to A View from Camp, where your view from camp is a state of mind you can enjoy anytime. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at A View from Camp Podcast or on Facebook. You can also email us at aviewfromcamppodcast@gmail.com. Reach out and let us know what you think or share a story from your view from camp. Thank you.